Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
The Exercise is Medicine Global Sustainable Initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine calls on healthcare providers all over the world to try and get exercise as a part of increasing the health of the world population. We're not talking just here in the United States, but all over the world. And my guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She's an internationally renowned physician and scientist. And welcome to the show, Dr. Peek, and speak about the Surgeon General. And now she is now recommending, you're the global spokesman for the Exercise is Medicine Initiative, and she is on the chair, or is the chair. So speak about how this is working together, and what is she recommending now?
Okay, so Dr. Regina Benjamin is a dear friend of mine, and you know, we put together the Surgeon General's Walks for a Healthy and Fit Nation, which basically is a segue off her vision statement, which she wrote when she first became Surgeon General almost 4 years ago now. So now she's gone to another level, and that is she now has a brand new initiative, and this is a call to action on walking. And this is very much like the similar Surgeon General reports on issues like smoking. This is a call to action on walking. And what they're doing is they're looking for public comment, which, by the way, is due today. So whip it out here. We're going to go to this special website where we can really, you know, anybody out there as consumers, practitioners, whomever, can basically say, hey, we support this initiative. We want to hear your thoughts, ideas, experiences, personal success stories in incorporating walking into your life. How has it helped you, et cetera, et cetera. And this is really, really important. I know, you know, Melanie, you and I as fitness professionals per se, me as a physician, you as a fitness professional who has so many years behind you. Listen, you know, walking for us, it's just like breathing. You know, why wouldn't you want to walk? When's the last time you went to a park, took a walk, and said, you know, that was the worst experience of my life? I mean, the grand majority of people just love it. And almost
well, walking is totally my thing. I'm not a good runner. But walking, I can walk 20 miles, 40 miles.
There you go.
It doesn't even matter. I just love walking.
Yeah, man, and that's what it's all about. And the nice thing about walking is the grand majority of people out there can walk. The grand majority. And, you know, if you're 90 years old, honey, you're walking slower, but you're still walking, and et cetera, et cetera. And the most important idea here is that it's accessible, it's cheap, you know. You could do it, you know, friggin' anywhere. And it's also been shown by, for instance, the National Weight Control Registry study that Dr. Jim Hill and Rena Wing have been doing for almost 18 years now. What has been shown is that's the number one go-to physical activity on the part of people who've been enormously successful at shedding weight and keeping it off for many, many years. And so who wouldn't want to be a piece of this? So I'm giving a major shout-out to everyone that I have a little poem. I know poetry is not my big thing, and try not to laugh, Melanie. But it's a beautiful day for a W-A-L-K.
I'm sorry, I just have to giggle a little bit there.
Okay, because see, now is, that hurt.
No, it shouldn't hurt, because it did put a big smile on my face, and it is a beautiful day for a W-A-L-K. And even if it is, that's hilarious. Did you write that?
Oh, man, totally. Everyone's writing it down.
Okay,
see,
that's
good. I know
you're
writing it.
It's the new thing. We're going to tweet about it, and we're going to put it on Pinterest. And you know the thing is, Dr. Peek, that walking, and now that the Surgeon General is putting it out there, and if someone were to actually ask their doctor, is it okay if I walk? I mean, people say, well, I have to check with my doctor. You know what? You don't even really. Just walk. You don't even have to, like, get a full-on physical just to walk, because if you don't walk, you won't walk.
Oh,
use
totally.
It or lose it.
There's no question about it. There's a great website, by the way, which has a segue off it, which has that public comment website as well. And that website for everyone is everybodywalk.org. Everybodywalk.org. And you'll be able to see, you know, all kinds of cool initiatives to help promote walking and back and forth. And Kaiser Permanente, the American College of Sports Medicine, and America Walks are all, you know, teaming up on this entire initiative and really trying to get that call to action out there. And everybodywalk.org also has some of that on it as well. And please, whatever you do, you go to the Exercise is Medicine website and then simply download all the wonderful information about walking, and that's for both consumers as well as public policymakers, as well as practitioners. Everybody can download this information and utilize it in their own life and practices, both personally as well as professionally.
And the website is exercisesmedicine.org, or you can go to everybodywalk.org, and the collaborative there between the American College of Sports Medicine and other organizations are coming together to say, along with the Surgeon General and Dr. Pamela Peek, saying this is what we need to do, and not only as a nation, but as a world, as the earth together, as people, humanity, we have to walk, we have to get ourselves moving. Now, Dr. Peek, talk about the Global Sustainable Initiative a little bit. What is going on in other countries with exercise as medicine? Because some other countries don't drive everywhere like we do. Some other countries walk more and some don't. So speak about the global initiative.
Well, I have to give my, I have to tip my hat at the wonderful group at the American College of Sports Medicine that's done such a fabulous effort to head up this global initiative and basically flying out to countries all over the world, over 20 of them, and sitting down with each of the main leaders and thought leaders in physical activity throughout everywhere from China to Italy to South America, and really saying, okay, let's look at your culture, because remember, we have to honor culture. What's going on in the culture? Well, sadly, what's going on in a lot of cultures is that, you know, the golden arches are showing up here, and a lot of the food, the physical activity may be the same, but the food intake may be changing up quite a bit, and therefore, this is also contributing to overweight and obesity in a lot of these countries. And then, let's just put that aside, just in general, promoting physical activity is so terribly important to maintain longevity. And when I say longevity, you know, Melanie, you've heard me say this before, I don't really care about lifespan. I care about health span. Health span are those years where, honey, you're alert and vertical. You are thoroughly embracing every single day. I'm not worried about numbers. I'm worried about quality of life. You know, how functional are you? Well, if you get up and you're more physically active, then you'll be able to continue that, and that's good for all cultures. So across the globe, we're beginning to link hands here. And we hear the same message, which is to begin to not only prevent, but also to try to reverse what I now call globesity, which is a global phenomenon of obesity and overweightedness and lack of fitness. We have got to now openly, all the practitioners now around the globe say the same thing. Physical activity is, medicate with movement, not pills.
Well, it certainly is becoming more, less of an option and more mandatory. You have 20 seconds to convince us of how important this global initiative is, Dr. Peek.
We have globesity going on, and what we need now is a collaborative effort on the part of fitness professionals and practitioners globally to be able to help people prevent and also reverse overweight and obesity and all of the metabolic syndromes that are associated with it.
And the websites are exerciseismedicine.org or everybodywalk.org. Go on to the collaborative, get up, move around. If you sit at a desk, only sit there for 15, 20 minutes and then get up and march around the office, march around your house. Don't sit, because this globesity is a global problem and exercise as medicine is the solution. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and let's all stay well.